Episode 352, March 19th, 2018.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show. Now on
with the countdown. With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Welcome to the Rob and Joe Show, take two. Of course, none of you know that unless you were in the chat, but this is the first. Joe and I are doing the show with no Robbie and no Marcus, yet we're still trying to incorporate the live element, and it's 7:47 p.m. on Monday. We started at 7:30, and apparently that's all lost forever.
Well, we're not going to have the live element. We're not connected. And by the way, we lost every person that we had in chat, one of our fullest chats.
God, it was a good chat, some good chat names. Who can we blame for this?
Well, Robbie's connecting right now. All right, so I guess we're good to go.
Well, what happened was we started the show, and Joe and I, it sounds great on our end. Robbie's busy at work, whatever. And the chat is saying we sounded garbled, but we thought, okay, the live element's not working, but at least our recording is sounding pristine. And then we literally called Gramps on the phone. Then Gramps called Robbie. I mean, Gramps is very upset. And now Robbie, hearing from Gramps, is joining us, not on the show, but doing some tech stuff behind the scenes. And now we're up and running.
Of course, now I want to know why Robbie couldn't do the show.
Well, obviously he could have. I mean, clearly. He could have at least got us started.
We spent a long time talking to nothing.
Yeah, and remember that time we had Michael Chamberlain on and we had a great 20-minute break? We were all together in
Robbie didn't hit record.
In Robbie's townhouse in Manassas, next in the Mexican Army. And Robbie didn't hit record.
That reminds me, this show, we just did a show in Vienna, Virginia.
Yep.
And it ended up being a great show. I wonder if people... We would tell you if we had a shitty show. I'm letting you guys know that, the audience. We've had shitty shows.
Yes.
I'll tell you where we had them. The Riverboat on the Potomac.
Yep.
Blues Bistro. It wasn't really a shitty show, but everything went wrong.
Superhero Homicide. Tally-ho.
At Tally-ho. And we had one at the Arlington Draft House where a kid showed up in the front row.
And the second time at Virginia Beach where we did Sing for Your Life and we had a lot of issues.
Yes, we've probably done well over 100 shows.
Yeah, we're going to have some bad ones.
We've had some bad ones, but this one wasn't bad. But the point of it is that it's a karaoke show.
Yes.
And long story short, you have to be able to do karaoke in order for this to work. Well, I'm driving from where I live in Millersville, Maryland to Vienna, Virginia. And if you know anything about this area, the traffic in Northern Virginia is horrible.
Especially on a Friday evening.
It is absolutely horrible. So we leave early, but we're still only going to get there. The traffic's so bad, we're only going to get there as doors open. And I realize, literally 5 minutes from the club that I forgot the monitor.
Yeah, we're going to plug in. We have karaoke software, but we have to plug our laptop into this monitor for people to be able to, you know, read the lyrics.
And by the way, you know what happens if we don't have the monitor? There really is no plan B.
We hope they have a monitor, and if not...
Well, it's funny because they said, well, we can project it up onto the screen, but that's behind them. They would literally have to turn around in order to sing. There was no real solution other than what we did. Should I even say this, that we did this? Would people be mad?
No, why?
I bought a monitor. Actually, Katie bought a monitor, and then we used it, and then we returned it afterwards.
Who would be mad at that?
Oh, yeah, they don't know where we bought it.
Yeah.
I guess those would be the people that would be mad.
Yeah, I mean, the monitor's fine. We didn't wreck it and break it.
We rented it, really.
Exactly.
But we rented it for free.
Yeah.
But yeah,
thank you, place.
There was some more, even more stress that we had an audience. We had a cast member that couldn't make it. So we had a bunch of things.
I wasn't there. I was in Richmond with Tiffany Haddish. So there's you had to do a role. And you had the most on your plate you've ever had.
I've never had more. And,
yeah.
And I put all these stuff, and there was a lot. Everything I put in my car. And then Katie's like, I'll drive. So I go in there. I take everything out of my car. Of course, the monitor's in my trunk. Never open it. Get all the way there. But it was still, it happened. Meaning we still killed it. And you know what? I was kind of happy for Justin because in the very front row, what do you think there was? I don't even know if I told you this yet. What was in the very front center? Who was there? Who was sitting there?
An ex-girlfriend of Justin's.
Well, that wouldn't be good for Justin.
I don't know. Maybe it is good.
There was a table full of hot Asian girls.
Oh, yeah.
Now, their boyfriends were with them, but they weren't much of a threat.
Justin loves the hot Asian.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they won tickets. And I think it's okay to say somebody's first name. The girl who won, her first name was Ching.
I like it.
Yeah, and but Asian, by the way. But yeah,
got you. Look out, Robbie.
They won. Their team name was Well Hung. Probably can't say this now because I already gave a first name. But her last name was Hung. Can I say that? Ching Hung, that's her name.
Sure. Why can't you say
can
it?
Can I say it? Yeah, it's okay.
That's her name. She won tickets. She was a great audience member. Only giving her compliments.
Steal her identity.
No. There's probably a million Ching Hungs.
There probably is a million.
There probably is.
There's probably a million in this country and a billion there.
Yeah.
Billion might be an
You think Ching is the full name or is it shortened?
Huh.
Like Ching Ha, Ching Wa, I don't know.
But no, you don't need to give me an example. I knew
you understand what longer means?
I knew what you meant.
Okay.
No, I think her name's Ching.
Okay.
Now, you know, one thing I think is cool about the Asians is that they put their first name on the back of their jerseys.
I like that. Yeah.
Whatever their, what's it called? Not surname, whatever it's called. The
proper
first name.
Name?
Yeah, whatever. Their first name, yeah.
Yeah. So we had St. Paddy's Day this past Saturday. And
oh, can I say one more thing about the,
yeah.
Justin did piss off one lady.
Well, good.
She looked like Paula Deen.
Okay.
So Justin said in front of the audience, "Oh, you look like a hot Paula Deen." Now he said hot.
Yeah.
That way, you're not offended.
Sure.
Because you're not Paula Deen, you're a hot Paula Deen. And apparently, Paula Deen couldn't be hot enough for her to be happy with being called that.
Did she look like a hot Paula Deen, or did she look like just a Paula Deen?
Where would you rank Paula Deen on 1 to 10?
Well, Paula Deen's 60 years old.
Where
right?
would you rank her?
For a 60-year-old?
Yes.
On a 60-year-old scale, I think she's a 7.
Then
she's
this
an attractive 60-year-old woman.
If you
woman.
Think Paula Deen is a 7, then this woman's an 8.
Okay.
But Paula Deen's not a 7.
For a 60-year-old?
No.
All right. Well, I'm talking about a non-actress. I'm not talking about, and a non-black person, because that doesn't count.
Right.
Because, you know...
No, I got it. I know.
Yeah, you understand.
Know. Yes, I do. They remain looking
right.
young.
I mean, Helen Mirren is an outlier.
No, I get that. I understand. Okay. So, then she's as good looking as Paula Deen.
All right. Well, why was she upset? Was it the age? Was she a lot younger? Was that the thing, maybe? Maybe she was 45 and she thought
you
were...
People don't know their own limitations. You know what I mean? They remember themselves what they were... Although Savannah Silk, the lady that played Savannah Silk, was probably the same age, but she was a much more attractive. So, yeah, there we go. We had somebody there that was a better-looking older woman.
As long as Justin upset someone. Usually you're upsetting someone. You had a role this time. Did you nail it?
Yeah, I did nail it. I mean, I don't nail it. I did what I needed to do.
I, Pass, fail, you passed.
Right. My job is to get every single plot point out.
You didn't screw up.
No, I didn't.
Good.
What I have to do, I really only have one huge line.
Yeah.
And that's where I have to say, I'm broke. I met with somebody. That person drank. You don't know their sex.
Yeah.
They offered me money to kill somebody. I'm dying. I can't leave any of that out. If you leave any of it out,
yeah, it's a lot.
It can't. Yeah. So, Katie gave me a good, I guess, device to use.
All right.
Where I say, hey, just think about, don't think about the lines. Think about you being in that situation. You need money. This is where you ask for it. So that
she's an acting coach. Suddenly.
That's exactly right. Yes, I'm a method actor. I became.
But the key thing about this is that Katie ran sound.
Hey, this is so. One of the things that does bug me, I made it clear, is that Robbie refuses to do sound when it's not something that he can do exactly the way that he wants to do it on his system.
Right.
So you have an Apple, and he hates Apple. So
yeah. I'm using iTunes, and he hates iTunes.
Right. So really, it's so easy. And
yes.
And you get paid for it. It's so easy. But he hates Apple so much, he's like, well, I don't want to learn new software. All that's BS. He doesn't want to have to use Apple products. That's it.
Yeah,
that's the real reason.
There's no learning.
There's nothing to learn.
Yes.
Literally, well, Katie's really technically savvy in terms of this software interface. She
right.
Because, you know, she's young. We have no problem doing it, and we know the least of anybody
yes,
that we know.
Right.
You know what was weird about playing the role that I played? The role was played by Sean. I'm sorry. The role, the character I play is named Sean because the guy that usually plays that character, his name is Sean.
Yeah, that's how clever we are.
Well, now Sean is playing your role.
Yes.
And I'm playing Sean, but we didn't change my name to Joe. We leave it as Sean.
Right.
Which, I'm like, why? Wouldn't it be easier to call me Joe? But no, it wouldn't be easier. It'd be more confusing because, like, wait a minute, I thought you were supposed to be Sean. But either way,
I think Justin references Sean several points and just, I don't know. Like, overseas, we called him Sean. We didn't call him Patrick when he played that role.
No, that's what
the character's name is Sean, Joe.
I'm going to be Sean.
Yeah.
That's what I became Sean in order to do this.
Good for you. So St. Patty's Day, me, the big drinker, Joe, the non-drinker, you went out and drank, and I did absolutely nothing.
You did. You traveled home. You did do something.
Well, yeah. I drove home from Richmond, and it was raining, and there was traffic. We stopped along the way. We had lunch with Tawana's parents. And then by the time I got home, you know, I was tired, and it was cold out, and it was just like... This is it. Once I got in the house, this is where I am the rest of the night.
Well, I got a text from former landlord Dave saying, hey, I have a table at Union Jack's in Annapolis. In order for him to get this table, he had to get there like 10:30 in the morning. And by the way, he got the very last table in the back, which, by the way, was the best table.
Good for you, Dave.
Because there were bands that were performing every 2 hours or whatever. I mean, just band. I guess this is a big day of the year for Irish bands. And one thing I realize is that Irish music, and I'm allowed to say this because I believe I'm mostly Irish, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Irish music sucks. It's a fucking horrible and so annoying. If you heard any of the songs that were being played by these bands come on the radio, you would turn the channel immediately. Nobody would sit there and listen to this entire song.
I like the Pogues. Aren't they Irish?
Well, U2's Irish.
Yeah, well, yeah, duh.
But,
yeah.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily... I'm not really
that
considering
doesn't represent
U2,
the,
right,
the
Irish
music.
Yeah, it was hard to listen to. And it was packed. And the thing I noticed about this bar, which I liked... Normally, you know, I travel in kind of a young circle, right?
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are very young. My girlfriend's in her 20s, you know. But this bar, I believe I was below the average age. I believe
yeah,
I was below.
That's surprising.
And normally I'm like, God, I feel so out of place being at this bar. Everybody here, I'm like this guy who's trying to fit in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they don't know me. They just say, hey, who's this fucking guy with a gray beard, right? By the way, I dyed my beard before I went. Either way.
Dyed it green?
No.
Oh,
dyed
okay.
it medium brown just
okay,
for
so
men.
So you dyed it to look younger, not for St. Patty's Day.
Exactly.
Okay, I
want
you.
To look younger. So
good for you.
I'm walking through, and it's packed, right? I'm walking through to go to the bathroom. There's a woman sitting at the table, I'm not exaggerating. If there was anybody at Union Jack's on Saturday, please corroborate. She was 90 years old.
Was she a spry 90?
Well, no. And I'll tell you why. Well, first of all, I don't know if this was true or not, but Dave, landlord Dave, we mentioned before, swore that he saw her pulling up her dress to expose a garter.
Well, maybe she is spry.
She was also sitting on, she wasn't sitting at a table, she was sitting at a high top.
Dangerously
like
high.
The kind there in the beer bar, yeah. The bar, and she was sitting in a chair that was higher. Like, I don't even know how comfortable I would feel about Gramps being in that chair, right? She's in it. And I'm thinking, well, maybe she's like spry. Maybe she's well conditioned. No, somebody was feeding her. Somebody was literally feeding her her food.
Was she drinking alcohol?
I didn't notice if she was drinking alcohol, but are these great kids? I assume kids. There was a bunch of like maybe 70-year-olds at the table, which I assume were her kids.
Uh-huh.
Are these great kids to make sure, hey, mom's not going to be around much longer. Let's make sure we kill it with her, blah, blah, blah. Or you think they're like, God, we got to go. We got mom today. I guess we'll just drag her along with us.
I know. I think it's the former. I think that this is her. Look, I don't care how old I get. We spend St. Patrick's Day together. This is a family tradition. You don't have to feed me. And I'm in a diaper. Take me out.
I believe that they did say, hey, let's go take mom for, you know, to go have a good time.
Right.
But you might disagree with me. If you have to feed her, it's over.
What are you going to say no to her? It's your mom. She's 90.
You think she was like, she doesn't even know what day it is. You think she was demanding to go out to Union Jack's?
I think at some point she said, yeah, look, I want to do this. Are you going to take Gramps out to what's that Mexican place that he likes to go to?
El Salto's.
Are you going to take him out when he's 97 years old?
Yeah, no, of course I'll take Gramps out to a restaurant, but I'm not going to take him to a crowded bar.
Will you take him out on Cinco de Mayo?
And change his diaper. You know what I mean? I'm not going to, right. My father, I will always make sure that I've spent time with, regardless if he's sitting in his recliner watching the ID channel. I'll come, no problem. But I'm not taking him to a crowded bar, you know, with an oxygen tank and, you know, feeding him.
Has an oxygen tank and is being fed, will he still hit on the waitresses?
Yeah, they won't understand him, but yeah, of course he will. And he goes, what do you mean?
All right.
It's perfectly reasonable. Everybody loves it.
Is Gramps back in chat? Is he connected now?
Yes,
he is. Okay, he's happy.
Yeah, he was very upset because he thinks that we're going to talk about him.
Yeah.
And he thought he might miss it. Now, I told him that we were going to, he could download it at a later time.
And that's not good enough for
him. He wants to hear it real time. One more thing I want to say, and this is, by the way, I get to say this because being Irish, the Irish flag fucking sucks. It's the worst. It's got orange in it. It's got white in it. It's got green in it.
I don't trust your flag choices here. I don't like someone says their favorite movie is this and I don't like that movie, then I can't listen to their other flag. Because I kind of like the Irish flag. You love the Maryland flag.
Yeah, but everybody loves the Maryland flag.
Really, Joe? Because I just did a list. I just pulled up on the internet the state flags ranked. Where do you think Maryland comes in?
I don't know. One?
50th.
No, that's...
literally right here.
Okay, look. I'm
50th.
I don't even... Whatever.
Pukes on keyboard.
Okay. Who's the... what's the
Thrillist.com.
Good job. Go to Ranker. See what they say. Now, Maryland... Not only does Maryland have the best flag, but I think that the pride in our flag... I'd rival it against any state. The Maryland flag is everywhere. It's on our football helmet. Are there any other professional teams that have it on their you like the South Carolina number one? Is that the same list?
Yes, it's the same
list.
I'm
not interested in that list.
Look, I'm not denying that Marylanders
have pride.
You can't
go to one list with one.
Okay, but it's the exact opposite of number one.
Right, but that's one guy.
Okay, MapQuest Travel, ranking the 50 state flags.
All right, I'll take that. Whatever that says, I'll agree with.
Okay. All right, you're not 50th. Hawaii is 50th.
Keep going.
Okay, scrolling down, we're in the mid-40s.
Not there yet.
No, Maryland. You're hanging in there.
Keep going.
We're in the 30s now. What's a number you'll be happy with, Joe? You'll feel vindicated. Top 10?
One.
So now we are at We're at 25. We're still looking for Maryland.
We know we're in the top 50%.
I'll know when I see that hideous flag come up.
So this one dick.
Okay. 14th, Maryland.
All right. That's not, it's way better than 14th. But we do have, I believe we have the best flag in the Union. But again, you might not like it. But if you look, socks, shirts, you know, the Maryland men's team sometimes just wears the flag as their the top of the
uniform.
Yeah,
Maryland likes it. I get that. All right, I'm on CNN. Does that count?
Okay.
Oh, here you go. You're happy. Number three, Maryland.
Yes, Maryland has a great flag.
Yes.
All right. Sorry about that one. What was it? The Titleist?
The first thing that came up, Thrillist.com.
Never heard of it, but I have heard of MapQuest, and I've also heard of CNN.
All right, you said Ranker? Here's Ranker.
All right, let's go.
Oh, you already know it's number one.
Is
you
it
son
number,
of a bitch.
God,
yes.
Hey, on my life, I did not know.
Because people are voting. You Marylanders, you have pride in this.
Is it really number one on Ranker?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Respect. Screw you. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll rank every single flag in the world. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Schlegel, radio personality, comedian, actor, Taibo master, and home health care worker. I want to tell you about yet another hilarious live interactive whodunit from Die Laughing Productions called Smooth Criminal. In this one, I play Billy, manager of the world's greatest Michael Jackson tribute band, the Smooth Criminals. I'm in pursuit of a new lead singer, but my mission is derailed by a murder. Now, I must solve the crime myself in order to salvage the band, and you can help. Please join me and our cast of regulars to experience the laughter and insanity. Smooth Criminal, a murder mystery musical tribute.
Next performance, April 11th at the DC Improv. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
All right, we're back on track now. We had, you know, without Robbie here, he had to come in and save the day, which just bothers me because I wanted to do this with zero help, but he had to come in. Did he do it on purpose? Did he sabotage us so that then we'd need help and then he'd come in and he's the hero? Because that does sound like a Robbie thing to do.
I don't think he did that, but it is odd that he was available to do what needed to be done.
Yes, it is very odd.
By the way, you know what's going on in chat? Former show announcer Tim is in chat.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, because he came originally in as Eric the Dead Actor. Okay. Now he's back. And him.
That's
and,
a friend of mine that died. Jeez.
And this is a friend of mine who also mentions every horrific act or event from my past.
Yep.
But anyway, the point is, him and my dad are making plans to go to El Salto's. So let's tell the audience when they're going to be there.
Yeah.
So let me
have
just see
here. A meet and greet.
It says Saturday, March 31st. So if you guys want to meet former show announcer Tim and Gramps, if you just go there. Also in chat, Jeremy Woodworth, he's also going to be there.
All right. If we were in El Salto's, or let's say we're in a square room, and in one corner of the room is Gramps, another corner is Jeremy in the clown outfit. Another corner is Tim. The other corner is you and I. What rank the order of people that are visiting?
So we're going to be number one if you and I are both in a corner.
No, we're going to be the least visited by our listeners.
You think that more people are going to go visit Jeremy? He's last.
No, I think they are.
No, Gramps has got a shot at being ahead of us.
Gramps is 100% ahead of us.
Tim doesn't have a shot at being ahead of us in our listenership.
I think so. They're going to want Tim to shit on us.
If you replace Tim with Scott Apple, that would be
okay.
More. But Jeremy
strong.
Definitely lasts because even if they go over there, and if Jeremy's in full regalia, it's not much time is going to be spent over there.
Okay. We should make that happen.
Let me give Jeremy a plug real quick since he's in chat. We mentioned Eric Woodworth a lot on this show because we spent a lot of time with him and he's fucking nuts. But his brother is even further out there than him. I've done their podcast, Quality Time. We've talked about it on here.
I'm doing it next week.
You're doing it next week. And I want you to just pay particular attention to the comments that Jeremy makes.
Oh, I will. I'm ready for it.
Because somehow they are not in any way affiliated with the conversation that's going on. But I still love it. And I also love when Eric's like, okay, well, thanks. And he goes right back to what was actually the arc of the conversation.
I felt like such a dick this week because I was texting Eric regarding some stuff for the murder mystery that you need him to get done and work on because we have a new one. We're debuting it. Tuesday the 20th. By the time you hear this, it'll have happened at Annapolis. And he texts me back a few things. We're going back and forth. He goes, "Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm at a funeral right now." I'm like, you didn't have to respond. So then we see him for a rehearsal at Justin's on Sunday, and I'm asking him more stuff. And the poor guy, he looked like he's had the worst week ever. Yet I'm still asking for all these things. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm sorry, Eric. I love you, bud. I know you've had a rough week. We're there for you.
Eric is growing his hair out into a mullet.
Yeah, go for it.
And he also had a mustache.
Yep.
He shaved off his mustache. Why did he shave it off?
Wife didn't like it?
Nope.
Work didn't like it?
Nope.
For the murder mystery?
Nope.
Itched.
He couldn't stop laughing whenever he saw it.
So he's like a baby.
He had to get rid of it. Right. Looking at himself. He couldn't stop laughing. So he shaved it
off. How many
times
have you looked in the mirror and just laughed at yourself?
Never.
Never.
It's never happened.
speaking of dads being upset, Gramps, I found out we have another sort of famous father that listens to the show that's upset at us. That would be Wendy Townsend's father, Jack.
Why is he mad?
Because we haven't mentioned Wendy recently, and I guess that's why he listens. So I saw Wendy this past week at Eric's show at Wit's End, and I said, "How's Jack?" And she said, "Yeah, I talked to him about the show. He hasn't been listening because we haven't talked about Wendy. We haven't had any stories. Well, I'm going to be doing a show with Wendy this Wednesday with Wendy and Mickey Coachella. So, Jack, listen to the show because you have this mention. And then next week when I talk about the show, you have two mentions."
Well, he won't be listening to hear it.
I told Wendy to tell Jack to
listen. Got it.
It's very, these older guys, it's very temperamental.
Hey, I have a question for you real quick.
Oh, yeah.
How come you're not coming to the beach this weekend?
I never go to the beach with you guys.
Okay, that's okay. So no reason. So let me for the audience.
Okay.
My group of friends, basically my group of high school friends, we go to the beach. We pretty much go every single year of my entire life at some point.
Yes.
Usually we go sometime during the tournament, watch some games, play poker, blah blah blah. Now, before there were reasons you'd either have gigs, sometimes maybe it was cash, you know, there's everything.
Yeah.
But now You're flush with cash.
No, I'm still super broke, but that's
right?
not. But I don't have any gigs this weekend. So
you have no gigs.
I do have a thing I'm supposed to do at a party, but it's not a. It's not. You asked me first. Put it that way.
So there's no chance of you riding
when,
up.
When are you going?
I'm gonna go. I'm going into work on Friday.
I have a show Friday night.
Wow. Well, I'm going during the day Friday.
Yeah. And how long are you there for?
Till Sunday.
See, it doesn't really interest me, to be honest.
It doesn't interest you to sit around, play poker, laugh with Tim, drink, go out to eat. None of that interests you.
I mean,
that's not true. It does.
No, it doesn't. Not to be away from home overnight. I mean, we're somewhere in a casino. We're in hotel rooms.
I feel like there's something.
And I can get, you know.
I feel like there's more. Because you get your own bed.
No. As I get older, I like more comfort. I want more peace and quiet.
Fair enough. There's a Holiday Inn right across the street.
I know.
It's the middle of winter. You could literally just get a room and go over there.
I did think about that at some point.
You could probably get a room for $80 over there.
Well, that would be worth the investment. Something to do with you guys. It could be any group of people. It does sound like fun.
No, of course it's fun. We wouldn't do it every single year if it wasn't.
Well, the problem is I can't do it now because I've committed to this other thing. But you know what? It basically seems like what we do at Gary's because they have to drive 2 hours.
What? Well, no. I mean, we don't all go out to eat. We're not all drunk. We're not.
Right.
You know, I mean, it is a big difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've never gone. So
what does that mean?
Well, but you act surprised though when I've always said no for 10 straight years.
Well, again, circumstances are different than they were before. We are in a different place than we were, you know, even 5 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now I can't. I've already committed to something on the 24th.
What's the what is it that you've committed to?
My friend's 70, his mother's 70th birthday party.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you can't wait to go to that.
people I haven't seen in a long time, and it'll friend from high school. So it's
man,
all,
I could have had. Yeah. Tim said liar, but
that's the real reason.
Yeah, I know. I definitely believe it. It's too shitty of a thing for you to have made.
But honestly, I wouldn't have. I probably wouldn't have gone otherwise. It seems like a lot of hassle.
Well, that's annoying to me.
Okay.
That you don't want to come and hang out with all of us.
No, I do in like go to Atlantic City. I mean, go to Vegas or something.
Well, I'm telling you, I mean, but this is actually much more convenient than Vegas. If it's just a matter of getting a hotel room, you can. There's nothing you're going to do. We're going to do all these things. We're going to.
Right.
Obviously, you have some guy time. We're going to drink, which I know you love to do.
I do.
We're going to play poker, which I know you love to do.
I do.
We're going to go out to at least two good meals while we're there, Friday and Saturday
And I
night.
Love that restaurant right by the condo, that Italian restaurant.
Italian, but yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I'm not going to give you a bunch of crap, but that I don't understand why you're not going. I don't. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, maybe I'll change my mind.
All right.
I was supposed to do quality time on Sunday.
You could still make that.
It's a big commitment.
Would you get in trouble? Would Tawanda be mad if you went?
No, she wouldn't care. Well, now you made me. No, I don't feel guilty. But it does seem like a hassle. Hmm. But the hotel thing. No, Justin, like he invited us. I think you went to that ski snow cabin thing a couple years ago. None of that ever interests me.
What?
Because I like to be able to get away. It's hard for me to be around people for that long of a time.
Man, you and I are very different.
Yeah, we are. We are in that regard. We really are.
So you just want to sit somewhere with Tawanda?
No, ideally I want to. No, I like to be able to know that I have a private spot at any point, pretty much.
So let's say, for example, your choice is to. You either have to go to this this house at Deep Creek where you have your own room.
Right.
But it's all of us together, the guys from the 98 Rock Morning Show, me and Katie, you and Tawanda. That's option one. Or you and Tawanda go to Cancun for 4 days with nobody else.
Option three, I'd rather go somewhere completely by myself.
Okay.
That would be my number one choice.
That's off the table.
Okay.
But by the way, if it sounds like a chore, if either one sounds like a chore, then it doesn't matter which one you pick. It doesn't sound like fun to go away with a group of people.
It sounds like, it sounds exhausting. I can't keep up with all the constant, the jokes and the hanging out. I can't keep up.
Yes, you can. I've seen it. I've seen it happen
before. If I just get hammered.
Yeah, but you will.
You're right. But I just.
I remember the time we went away. To with 98 Rock, it was when it was the second year that we went to Spring Fling.
Yeah,
and I actually had a show that year, and you were a regular on the show or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you got drunk and you started shitting on the most important person at that station at the time.
I did. I think you recorded it,
and it was fucking brutal. Now,
yes, it was.
You didn't enjoy that.
No, of course I enjoyed that, but I don't have that level of drunkenness in me anymore. I'll pass out before I,
all right.
At that point. No, I like the quiet recluse. Is that a word? Am I using that word right? I like to have a spot where I can just unwind, silence.
So you have
I can't do that in a cabin. I mean, there's always somebody there.
But. You get more alone time than almost anybody that I know.
I need more.
You need more alone time than you get because right now, what time do you wake up every day? 10:30?
Yeah, 9:30 to 10:30.
Okay. So you're waking up then.
Yeah.
And then you're home alone every single day for that entire time.
Nah, only to about 3:00.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Do you know how many people get 5 hours of alone time in the middle of the day? Nobody.
No, it's rare. I agree.
Nobody gets that, but. Even when you go on vacation, you have to be able to somehow slink off and be by yourself for hours if you need it.
Well, if I have, I think it's just we're all in the same roof. It feels like you're never going to get away.
So we're at some sort of resort. You can always run off to your room or whatever and have this alone time that you. Now,
exactly.
Let's say we all go away to like some sort of resort.
Yes.
Me and four other, me, you, and four other couples. We all go away. And we're all hanging out. You will say, hey, I need my alone time, and you'll go off in your room by yourself? Will Tawanda go with you?
No. I mean, if we're in some resort, I'm just probably get drunk, I guess. But then...
But I'm saying, if you needed to be off by yourself...
It's not that I need to. It's that I know that I have it, I guess.
Right.
Like, if we're all in Vegas together, I'm going to want to just walk off and disappear and do my own thing.
What would you do by yourself?
I don't know.
You
I'm
gamble?
Just going to go around and have an adventure. I'm not going to want to be tied down the whole time.
That's it. Dude, this is so foreign to me, what you say that you need.
I don't need it. It's just that's my
preference.
You
want the option to go off by yourself in a major city when all your friends are there? It's just it doesn't make any sense to me.
In Vegas, not in a major city where I'm taking a cab and going off to some other...
Well, Vegas is a major city.
I mean that we're all just in the casino. I'm going off to some other part of the casino, not I'm going to some strip club by myself.
So me, you, and all the people that are going to Ocean City, we're all in Vegas.
Yeah.
We're there for 4 days. What are the chances that at some point you go off by yourself and we don't see you for 5 hours? It's 100%?
I mean, probably, yeah.
Man, that's very strange.
No, you'll be playing something. I'll go to the bar, have a drink. I'll meet somebody. We'll start talking. I'll go over here. Next thing you know, it's 5 hours later.
With your new friend?
Yes.
So, well, that's a whole lot different. You don't really need to be alone. You're over there making new friends. What, for your next trip?
Oh, no, I'm just hanging out. Whatever happens, happens. I don't have to meet a new friend, but you figure you'll start talking to somebody.
This is just, so this sounds to me like episode one where you were, you wouldn't back off the fact that OJ would be the best neighbor you could have.
Yes, I will back off of that now.
I don't believe that you would go to Vegas and then you'd run off and make a new friend, and you'd spend 5 hours with this friend, imaginary person.
I wouldn't. I would just run off, and along the way, I might meet someone, but that's not, I'm not going to now hang out with them. I'm still going to do whatever I want. I'm not going to then go to dinner with this person. I'm just saying, you know, it wouldn't be weird if you guys are playing blackjack or poker, I disappear, 3 hours later, you come to the bar, I'm holding court with six people that you've never met before. That sounds very normal for me to do.
Yes, that's possible if you weren't enjoying yourself where we were playing, and then you're like, oh, I don't want to play this game anymore, I'll go off. But if the day was starting and say, hey, we're all going to go to breakfast, go, oh, will you go to breakfast? I'm going to go over here and try to make new friends. That seems strange.
I'm not
going
to go to make new friends. It's like, well, first of all, you guys are going to go to breakfast before I want. I'm not going to want to get up that early. My schedule is going to be, you guys are on a normal schedule of people that get up early and work. I'm not going to want to do that.
Yeah, okay.
If you're in Vegas, you guys are eating breakfast at 9 a.m. I want to sleep till 1 p.m. So we might, it's just our schedules are not going to, they'll overlap at some point, but I like to be on my own time.
Hey, speaking of Vegas, UMBC just had the biggest upset in tournament history.
Yes.
The UMBC Retrievers.
Josh Spiegel had it. 98 Rock.
Yeah, but he had it almost as a farce.
Well, every team in his Final Four is eliminated.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So, but before the game was played, I was talking to Katie and I said, I bet you my son is unaware of this game. She goes, how could he be unaware?
Didn't he go to UMBC?
Lives at UMBC right
how
now.
Can he be aware? He has to be aware.
Hold on. Well, he's aware. He was aware once they won.
Uh-huh.
But the day before I go, hey, do you know UMBC? He goes, I knew they played a game. Like he had a just a peripheral knowledge of this game and that it was being played. Of course, after it happened, you couldn't avoid it. They were setting the campus on fire. Actually, that's what they do at College Park. At UMBC, I think they just maybe throw some trash on the ground. I don't know what
it's not
they
a big party school.
No, it was a commuter school.
Tawanda was there last week singing Papa Roach.
What does Papa Roach sing?
I don't know. Her friend, it was her friend wanted to go, and she played. Tawanda said she knew a lot of the songs, so.
I'm going
to
look right now. Papa Roach.
I recognize a few, but I couldn't name one.
I think he sang Last Resort, but I'm going to make sure I'm right about that before. Yep, he does sing Last Resort.
Okay, is it here? I thought it was a band.
Oh, so, sorry. I say he. Remember, I confuse him with Uncle Cracker.
Right.
Here's the 10 best Papa Roach songs. I don't think I'm going to do that. But when I read all these, I might know if I heard them, but Last Resort is the first one that's mentioned.
Yeah, I know that.
After that, Scars.
Sounds good.
Between Angels and, I don't know what this next one, Insects. Oh, it's about to play.
Well, she had a good time. Banging her head, apparently.
Are people going to get mad that I don't know these songs?
No.
Born
They're probably mad
greatness.
At me because I want to go off in a bar and drink without Joe and his friends.
Getting Away with Murder, To Be Loved. Dude, I worked at a radio station that played Papa Roach. I don't know. Yeah, but I see this guy. This guy's name isn't Papa Roach. That's not his name.
I just assumed it was a band, not a just a solo guy.
No, I think you're right. Let me see. We're going to look it up right now. Papa Roach. People are going crazy right now. Who knows?
This
who
is the worst show ever.
Nope, it's a band. Yeah, Papa Roach. The lead singer, of course, is Papa Roach. No, I'm just kidding.
Papa Smurf. Who's your favorite Papa? Papa John's? Mount Rushmore of Papas.
You got
Papa Smurf, Papa John.
Papa.
Paparazzi.
Oh, Papa was Ernest Hemingway's nickname, right?
I guess.
That's all I got.
All right. So we have our bet last week. When would the never estimated t-shirt arrive?
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that I said by Wednesday. And it showed up Tuesday afternoon.
It did. And if you go on to, I believe Chris Restivo posted it on his Facebook, correct?
Yes, he did.
And he put another satisfied customer. I'm pretty sure I'm the only customer.
And
right?
Are you satisfied? Because yes. It doesn't fit, does it?
So it's a Hanes.
Yes.
Now, I believe you ordered me a large, correct?
Yeah.
It's tighter than any small I've ever
put on.
Is it
a large boy shirt?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm telling you, I think he might have gotten a children's large. Because I put it on.
That's what he probably wears.
Oh, my God. My man boobs are sucked in. I actually don't mind wearing it under things because it works almost like a girdle. It's so fucking tight.
So he didn't estimate the size correctly in the never estimated t-shirt.
Katie put it on first and she goes, can I wear this shirt? And I was almost bummed. I was like, well, I haven't even worn it yet. You know, I'd like to wear it. So she puts it on. She goes, it's kind of tight. And it was.
Did she look good in it?
It looked like a sports bra, right?
Yeah, sexy.
So I'm like, huh. And I put that thing on, man. And that thing, it felt like a sausage casing, man. It was super tight.
That leads me to believe he's never had a customer that had said something to him.
Yeah, I mean,
because he's never had a customer.
Well, we should give him some feedback to let him know.
Yeah.
Too bad Robbie's not here. We could call him.
That's too bad. I'm sure that everyone's upset about that.
But yeah, no, it's he got into a big argument, by the way, on the post that showed my shirt.
It's really funny.
And there was a guy, I want to give him, I think his name was Bilotti. I believe that was his
Joe,
last name.
His name was Joe something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going, what does that mean, never estimated? And I wish Robbie was here, because you already know, but what Chris said was, he goes, if you wear it, you'll know.
Yes.
Somehow, if you wear this shirt, you'll understand a phrase that makes absolutely no sense.
And do you now understand it, having worn it?
Of course I understand it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy your shirt.
Well, I do, but I mean, I got to do a lot of, I'm either going to have to get jacked where I can kind of fill it out, or I'm to get super thin. I can't keep wearing it in my current condition. I have lost a bunch of weight.
You look good.
Thanks, man.
Is this motivating you to be able to wear this shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might not be the same as me, but if I lost 10 pounds, my wardrobe would triple.
You have all these clothes that don't fit you.
All these clothes. Yeah, I mean, you knew me when I weighed 165.
Yep.
And I looked like a fucking skeleton. That's where I'm trying to get.
Hey, I have this thread. Do you want me to just read some of these?
Sure, sure.
So you post it, or Chris posts it, you holding the shirt. I posted it on our Facebook and Twitter. Chris says, another happy customer. This Joe Bilotti says, what does that even mean? I feel like maybe it was supposed to say imitated. Chris, it's my clothing slogan, one of them. But what does it mean? Never estimated. Whatever you want it to.
What is that? Wait a minute. Chris said, never estimated means whatever I want it to mean. Okay.
He says, what has never been estimated? Chris, five plated. What is there to estimate? That's the slogan, man. Never estimate anything. Like, it's five plated, not between four and six. No, five. So, like, always be certain. It's a lifestyle, man. Just to be clear, I'm not trying to hate. I just don't understand. What's a lifestyle? No hate here. Just love, man, wear it, and you'll understand. I'm just trying to understand. Just buy a shirt, and you will. I don't understand how buying a shirt that I don't understand is going to make me understand. Five Plate is his own brand. You wear it, you understand. Imagine smoking pot for the first time. You won't understand until you do. That's how my brand is.
Is wearing a shirt like smoking pot?
Joe, I feel like you're missing something. Like, it should say never underestimated or never overestimated, not just never estimated. Five-plated, the slogan is never estimated. Like, don't ever estimate anything except the unexpected. Nothing is determined and nothing is set in stone. Mystery is all around us. He's just making up shit now.
He's literally just saying every cliche he can fucking
and
think
then
of.
Some guy posts a picture of some woman and says, Earlians? I don't know that.
I think it's supposed to be like aliens.
Yeah, and Chris says, exactly. And the guy says, is that kind of like don't ever clean your dirty underwear in public? So it's five-plated, stop thinking about stuff? I mean, it doesn't never estimate it. So I'm guessing five-plated is never estimated. So it's like that one, no one thinks about five-plated. They just are it. And then
who said that?
The same joke. He goes, hey, what are some of your other slogans? And how much are the shirts? I'm not getting never estimated. What else do you got?
By the way, if you get a five-plated clothing shirt, you have to get a never estimated shirt. If you buy something other than never estimated, you're a fucking idiot.
And then Chris says, I estimate a lot of sales. The guy says, you're not supposed to estimate, though. Which one is it? I mean, I kind of love this guy.
Yeah, no, he's a great. Yeah, I only saw the screenshot of that, but I was really enjoying it. But it is true. His slogan means nothing.
Right.
But let's drive people to, how do you buy a Chris or Steve shirt?
I guess you go to, maybe in chat, they can go to fiveplatedclothing.com.
Or you can probably just call Chris directly.
Probably can, but I guess it's F-I-V-E. It's spelled out, right?
Maybe. I think so.
Yeah, we should probably just check that out. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe Show, we estimate. We'll be right back.
Hello again. It's Gramps back again urging you to join Patreon. Recently, my son Joe revealed that an engagement ring purchase and a proposal are imminent for him. Rob is feeling more pressure than ever. Can you imagine what it will be like at home for Rob once Katie receives that ring? The scowls and the tension will be unbearable. Don't you want him to finally be able to get that ring and propose to? Hasn't that poor woman suffered long enough? Well, you can help. Become a Rob and Joe subscriber on Patreon. Not only will you receive all the great bonus shows and premium content that's causing such a buzz, but you'll also be giving to a good cause, Robin Tawanda's future. How else is he going to afford that ring? He can't even win that $25 prize at Comedy Kumite. And in case you were worried that I might stop hitting on Tawanda, you need not. Nothing can stop me. Engaged, married, those things never get in my way.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, two more exciting shows with one Tiffany Haddish for me. I actually went on 98 Rock today to talk about it. They're really happy for me. People were very excited that I've been working with Tiffany Haddish. I mean, I worked with her three other times, admit nothing to people, and now everyone's just going crazy over it.
I know you have something to say. If you go to fiveplatedclothing.com, it takes you to the Day and Night website. I don't know who did this.
We didn't do it. We promised.
God, that's so evil. But yeah, you think Dan did that?
I hope so.
That doesn't seem like the way he is anymore.
Well, they'd have to fight to the death because that way you'll be able to estimate for sure who won.
Five Plated Clothing, if you spell out the word five, it takes you to Dan Nighted's website. Oh, my God, that's hysterical. Let me put in the number five.
Yeah, does Dan have any shows coming up?
Well, hold on. Let's check that out.
Yeah, let's check
shows. Hold on. Yeah, he's got just tons of shows.
Of course he does.
So he is.
I think that's that last year. Is that crazy? He still got the Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. No, last show on here is September 17th of 2016.
Okay. So. He's a little bit of a dry spell.
A little bit.
Looks like your website, Joe.
Yeah, but my website now goes to Die Laughing.
Oh, nice.
I'm now putting in Five Plated Clothing with
the number
five. Let's see what happens here. Nobody owns it.
Well, get on it, people. Get on it.
Sorry, back to Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, so Friday night, Richmond, beautiful Carpenter Theater down there, newly renovated, very nice. And Tawana came down. We're all in the hotel. The Hilton right across the street. Great location. Nice spot. Good shows. Some potential opportunities coming from this, which I can elaborate on later, hopefully. But a little bit of an incident post-show. The shows are over. We're all walking back to the hotel together. People gave her some gifts. So I'm carrying some gift bags. And we're going to, just take them to her room. And she starts Most Def, the rapper, actor, at some point he started talking to her, Instagramming her or something. They started chatting. And it was obvious that they didn't know each other. She's FaceTiming him now. So we're walking through the hotel.
Does she FaceTime him so she can confirm that it's him?
I don't know. I don't know if that was the reason, but so we're hearing the whole conversation, which was just interesting. And so that was entertaining to like listen to him try to hit on her and stuff. So we're walking down the hallway. So she's talking and you can hear him talking. It's kind of loud. So we get in her room and at this point it's just me and Tawanda and she's in there talking to Mos Def. And I hear a knock at the door. Now she has a nice room. Like there's a hallway, then you turn the corner and then there's a living room.
It's not like your room where you open the door and the bed's there.
Exactly. Right. So I open the door. I think it's her feature or her makeup girl that's with her that are also on the same floor with us. And it's these two girls that appear to be like they're ready for bed. Like they're in their room.
In their PJs?
Yeah.
Right.
And the girl says, is this Tiffany Haddish's room? And I go, yeah, I can't talk about that, which obviously means that it is, right? So they're like, well, can we get a picture? I said, no, this is a room. I can't let you in a room.
Yeah, it's a private
room. Right. And they're, come on, promise, we loved her.
Before you continue, that's a surefire way to make somebody hate you.
Right.
To show up to their hotel room and knock on the door. Were they going to knock? Oh, they did knock.
They did knock.
Oh, man, that is...
That's ballsy.
It's not just ballsy. It's like, I love Bill Murray. I would never knock on his hotel door because he's going to hate me. Now it's the last thing I want from my idol.
Right. So they were at the show because they said, well, can we get a picture of you? So they clearly were at the show.
Did you say, yeah, no problem?
I did.
All of a sudden, you love
them. At some point, I went out and I closed the door. So now I didn't want the door ajar. Now I'm out in the hallway as well. So they keep asking 5-6 times. I'm like, look, I'm not going to let you in her room. It's her room.
Right.
It's not happening. And you're not going to sign anything. I'm not giving her anything.
Right.
This is over. So I start to push them to walk away. And then Tiffany, I guess, hears us talking, doesn't know what's happening. She opens the door while still FaceTime with Mos Def.
Right.
The two girls, the one girl just starts screaming, falls on the
floor.
Like
she sees Elvis.
Exactly. Right. and the other girl's like, come on, get the picture. The other girl, she's still on the floor. Now a guy in the next door opens, it's 1:30 in the morning. He opens the door. This white guy is in his bathrobe. He's pissed.
He's like, can you guys keep it down?
No, he's right, because they are being super loud. And I'm like, I got this, sir. It's fine. And he goes, look, I'm going to call the front desk. I'm like, sir, it's being handled. And Tiffany's like, you can call the front desk. I don't know these people. So you're calling them on them, not on...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're trying to remove them from this situation.
So finally, we get this. She hits the picture with the girl. She's cool about it. But this, she was drunk too. That was part of the problem, the girl.
Right.
But it took for like 10 minutes to finally get this ending and over with. So, and then her, Tawanda ran out like she was, do we have to fight this girl? She was ready to fight and all this stuff. And then her feature
could
tear down the hallway.
Were these girls that Tawanda and Tiffany could have beaten up?
Yeah, well, Tiffany's, her features, She's cool, but you could tell she's scrappy. So.
Right.
Yeah, they had
enough muscle in the room to handle this.
They would have had no trouble.
You would have had to fight the guy who came out in his bathroom.
Exactly, right. So, but if we did get to talking after that, this is, she's not that far away from having, she can't be in the same hotel as the riffraff.
No, you can't perform in front of a few thousand people and in a hotel. And then, was it the same hotel that she performed in?
It was, the theater was directly across the street.
Okay. Yeah. Now, these people who got their picture taken with her, if they were in that hotel, they might have made a special trip to see Tiffany Haddish and stayed in that hotel. This might have
been... No, I believe that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking at Mos Def's net worth.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's accurate or not, but he's lucky that she's talking to him.
Oh, he's struggling. $1.5 million.
Yeah. I mean, she is her star is burning way more brightly than his. By the way, is he a musician? I don't know any of his music. Do you?
That was his first thing. Now he's also an actor. He was in France. I don't know what he was doing there at the time. But no, we had two more good shows, and I talked to her about some other things. And look, it's a really cool and awesome relationship, and I feel excited for what might come of it. Some things are already potentially happening. And another celebrity news, I talked to David Koechner today.
Oh, really?
He just posted some new...
Maybe you heard about the Tiffany Haddish
maybe
stuff.
He did. He just posted some new stand-up dates. Looks like I'll be able to get to perform with him again.
That's cool. Where?
Well, not official yet, but he basically said I could have the pick of the litter here, but...
Could you have all of them if you wanted them?
Well, the one, there's one in Omaha that he says he might have to move. There's one in St. Louis that they've already have someone booked. There's one in Tampa, but I have shows then. And then there's Kansas City Improv, the Gotham Comedy Club in New York, Columbus Funny Bone, and the Helium in Philly. Which
well, those are no-brainers, right?
Exactly.
Ones, yeah. That you can drive to.
And Gotham especially, because when I was at Borgata, one of the exciting things for me to do Borgata was they book comedy there. And I had not been able to get in with the booker, even though several comics had recommended me. And anyway, thousands of people want to get the gig. It's a sweet gig. They put you up for the week. They give you a card. You go into the employee cafeteria. You can eat for free all week. They pay you good money. It's a sweet gig. So I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go there. Tiffany brought me. I'm going to crush. I'm going to look good. And the guy's like, yeah, you were amazing, but we have a new booker now. The guys at Gotham are going to book the room. So, all right, well, now I'm not in with them, so, you know, I want to book the Murder Mystery. I want all kinds
of things.
Right, right. So now if I can do this Gotham thing, then maybe we can...
So you got to start over.
Basically, yeah. That's comedy for you.
Huh. Well, even if you crush, you also... You would rather them know that you crushed with Tiffany Haddish and with David Koechner.
Yeah.
They're not going to know that. They're not going to know the Tiffany thing. You're going to have to tell them that.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. I'm at the point now where I just got to tell people things. You know, my strategy, I always hate being the guy that asks for things. I just kind of, you're the same way in this.
Right.
We want to let, you know, not beg to get something. So, and that's so far, it's kind of actually working now suddenly for me. So, but at some point, you know, I am 44 years old. I can't, at some point you got to take a shot.
No, you know, and honestly, right now, I believe that this relationship you have with Tiffany Haddish
mm-hmm.
has more potential than everything else that you've considered to be some sort of springboard to success.
100%.
I think this is the best opportunity that you've had.
Yes.
So now, not saying this is going to happen, but mm-hmm. let's say this happens and it fails. What are you going to do?
Well, define fail. Like it just fizzles up and
it becomes nothing. It mm-hmm. doesn't result in any more work. It doesn't result in any more money. It doesn't. It doesn't, it's the, you're in the same, you have the same life that you mm-hmm. have now.
Well, I mean, the Murder Mystery is still, you know, and that's part of the reason I try to, you know, I keep pushing for us to just, I want us to be tighter and more prepared and stuff. Cause I do have visions of, you know, I have no ceiling in my mind for this. I'm not disappointed if this is as high as it goes, but I think we could do casinos. I think we could do a TV show. I think this is, granted, a long shot, but I think so was going to Africa when we first conceived this.
No, you're right. No, where we are now, when I originally thought of it, I'm like, well, we could be what I saw. And that's five of us, six of us in a fucking shitty restaurant in front of a table full of people eating salad and chicken or whatever. That's what I thought that we could be.
Yes.
But really, it was forced upon us to be something different because that to do that never it, that opportunity never arose.
Nope.
And that actually helped us because we started doing basically theater shows instead of doing restaurants, and that's what made this what it is. But yeah, you're right. You have two very big potential earners that are right in front of you, and that doesn't even include the work that you get from David Koechner. You've really made celebrity friends. Also, I mean, David Koechner might not be as white hot as he was at the apex of The Office and Anchorman, but
he works. He works a lot.
He works a ton,
yeah.
And everybody knows who he is. Maybe not by name, but by face, everybody in the world knows him.
Yes.
And everybody knows who Tiffany Haddish is. Yeah, you've done well for yourself, at least in terms of positioning yourself.
Well, I feel like there's a couple other things that could happen with Tiffany that would really help me and put me on a map.
Would you be willing to talk about those on the bonus show?
Absolutely.
Okay. So on the bonus show, you'll disclose exactly what those are.
Absolutely.
All right.
And almost by accident. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say that I purposely never moved to New York or LA because I was above it or didn't want to deal with the rat race or didn't. The reality is that I never had a plan, that I drank too much, that I didn't focus, and I've always been broke. And next thing you know, you wake up and you're in your 40s. So do I think that was probably, you know, it doesn't suit who I am to live in New York, especially. And I don't know if I could have worked out that way. But now, and now I'm kind of sort of using this for me, and that I kind of like the idea that I've been the guy that's just been sitting back, getting better every year. And now I'm not a niche comic that I can only do some room in New York, that I can do Tiffany Haddish. I can do David Koechner. I can do the DC Improv. I can do some dive bar. I can do the show in Frederick that I did Sunday night. I can do this.
How'd that go?
It went fantastic.
Who was on the show?
Some people you never heard of, but it was a good show. Everyone did really well. And Ryan Nazer's, it's his room, but he didn't perform. But I kind of like the idea now that I'm the guy that, because that's almost now a story that I could say that I sort of came out of nowhere. In reality, I've been there this whole time. And so I'm sort of motivated to do, to I've carved the path that isn't the, I just go and I beg bookers in New York to pass me at places. And I work on my 10 minutes and polish it and polish it. And then I get on Conan and then this happens and maybe I write for this. And it's, which seems impossible to me, especially now.
It does seem impossible now because, and I know this from the Comedy Central thing that you did. They ain't looking for us.
No.
We have to, we're not going to go to, you know, some audition, do 5 minutes, be hysterical, and they say that's what we're looking for. No, and they're looking for people that don't look like us and are not our age.
Yeah. No, you're right. Now, the thing that's almost, that's helping me, though, in some of these, you know, with Tiffany like that, is that I am being a white guy is helping me.
Oh, no, that is. Yeah. Because you are now what they are looking for in these other shows.
Exactly.
Right. That's, right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So check out the bonus show when it comes out. We'll be some juicy details. But anyway, no Robbie, no Marcus. We missed you both. So hopefully they'll both be back next week. And
our next murder mystery isn't until next month.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a layoff. I'll be back in Lorton at the workhouse, the prison, on the 23rd, and then this Wednesday at the Emerald Tavern in Parkville with Wendy Townsend. Maybe I'll see Jack and Mickey Coachella.
I will not be doing anything. I'm on 98 Rock soon. I can't remember when. But also, I guess is it April 20th? Is that the day of our murder mystery?
April 11th, the DC Improv.
April 11th.
It will sell out.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm interested to know where we are right now. Because last time we talked, it was almost halfway full, and that was most tickets we'd sold this far out.
No, it's. I talked to them the other day. It's definitely going to sell. Yeah, it's happening. And then we'll be, we got stuff coming up in May. DieLaughingProductions.com. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Omera Radio Entertainment.